I'm joined by Dr. Hudnall, Hope Squad founder and executive director, of course, also joined by Greg Reed, community relations manager for Select Health. Let me ask you first, Greg, sir, what does it mean to be involved with an organization like Hope Squad?
Hope Squad is a very important piece, regardless of a pandemic or not. It is an important fixture in what we need every day, every year, and Hope Squad fills that for us.
Now, Dr. Hudnall, how are the Hope Squad students reaching out to their peers with the social distancing?
You know, it's pretty amazing what we're seeing happening. We have about 15,000 Hope Squad members across the state of Utah from 4th through 12th grade. And these young people are constantly monitoring their peers online, reaching out, texting friends that may be struggling, and doing everything that they can to encourage them safely while they're distancing themselves from others.
Does Hope for Utah have any current social media campaigns going on right now?
Yeah, we have a really fun one right now. We have, it's called Dish Out Hope. And our Hope Squad members, we have officers, state officers that are all juniors in high school. And they came up with the idea of Dish Out Hope. And so they put on their Hope Squad shirt and they go stand in front of their most favorite restaurant and they take a picture of it and then they post it. And so it's been really fun to see the students get excited about not only promoting Hope Squad, but promoting their favorite restaurant where when it is safe, they like to hang out with their peers. So it really is a win-win situation. 100%. A lot of things being posted from young people.
Dr. Hudnall, what can parents do to help their child who may be struggling with anxiety or depression?
You know, one of the top three things that we find that are really important for parents to understand, and as parents, I'm sure we're guilty of it too, but kids need 8 hours of sleep, they need 3 healthy meals, and they need exercise. And what we see with the anxiety of being inside, social distancing is causing a severe social isolation. And so, you know, let's be honest, 80% of the time kids go to school, not because I was a principal, but because they wanted to be with friends. And so now a lot of that has been taken away from them. So we really encourage parents find ways for those young people to still be connected. We even want parents to get their kids outside, get them out in the sunlight, get them away from the internet, get them outside where they can enjoy the fresh air, exercising with them, and then eating good.
Utah Gives Back is presented by Select Health. More information is available at Utah Gives Back. Greg, tell me, where does the mission of Hope Squad fit in with the efforts of Select Health?
Select Health's mission is helping people live the healthiest lives possible, and this goes hand in hand. Mental health, behavioral health, physical health, your well-being is very, very important, and we try to focus on that as much as we can at Utah Gives Back every weekday at 7 a.m. One question for the doctor. Could you tell me how access and mentoring happens during the summer when you're not in a school year, pandemic or not?
Yeah, so we have students that are constantly working with their peers either through online or connections within their community. So we have Hope Squad members that are on athletic teams, performing arts, musical band teams, etc., that are constantly engaging that way. And then we work with the Hope Squad members to train them to be able to monitor those peers that are online so that when they see a concern, they'll contact that peer. And if that doesn't work, then they'll reach out to a school advisor. And then in the most severe case, we're constantly, especially with Intermountain Healthcare, the partnership that we have, constantly reminding them of the free mental health calls that they can make or to their local mental health agency.
Yeah. You mentioned it's a conversation that parents need to have with their children. Could you tell some skills to bring up the conversation and engage your children in an open discussion?
Yeah, you know, one of the most important things I tell parents is that when they start to see that crisis at home, I ask the mom and dad who has the best relationship at that time. Is it the mom or the dad? And in a private moment, go for a walk, go out for ice cream, do something in a safe setting, and then have that conversation. You know, honey, tonight at dinner, I noticed you lost your cool with your brother. That's usually not like you. Are you doing okay? What can I do to help? And then using the iMessages, I noticed, honey, that you were struggling at dinner. I'm struggling. This is really getting to me, staying in the house all the time. I'm starting to feel anxious and depressed. I'm wondering if there's something that we can do together. Maybe go on a bike ride. Maybe go for a walk. So then it's not just us pointing fingers at you're the problem, but it's us together.
That's tremendous. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.